And the kick was going to be bounced in front of C.J. Conrad. He'll go back to midfield and pick it up. C.J. on the far side. C.J. to the 45-40.
Oh,
C.J. down the sideline. There he goes. One man to beat. Roger Engel trying to get him, and C.J. Conrad's going to get it for the touchdown.
That's a big guy, Rob.
Yep.
He outran everybody.
Austin Conrad, his big brother C.J. Conrad on the punt return. And that gives Keystone a big lead. Two touchdowns, C.J. Conrad, on the return of about 50 yards.
AM 930 WEOL.
And we welcome you back to Wolfie's Bistro and Pub right here in Elyria, the thunderstorm. That was pounding some rain down behind us for a few minutes. Appears to have rolled through. And we're rolling along with our 2015 high school football preview here at Wolfie's. Having a great time with a tremendous turnout. A huge thank you to all of the high school football coaches in Lorain County that have made their way here to Wolfie's tonight. Going through my list as we try to get all these coaches on. I mentioned earlier, I think we're going to be at 100% turnout tonight. That's fabulous. We really, really appreciate it. So let's get right into our next head coach who took some time out of his very busy schedule to be here tonight. Love talking to this guy week in and week out on the Forecast Show. And every year he joins us here at Wolfie's. Well, he was telling us he's now in his 12th year. That doesn't seem possible. Rob Clerico, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats. Coach, great to have you on.
Oh, it's great to be here. I love Wolfie's, and I love what WEOL does for high school sports. So this is a great event.
And you're the dean. You're the dean of high school football coaches.
Well, like I said to you earlier, if Dave DeLugos in his second year at Avon Lake needs some advice from an experienced coach, I'd be happy to give it to him.
And about, you know, about playoff football. You can talk to Dave about
right.
being in the playoffs.
Right. If he wants to know what that's like, I can talk to him about that as well.
We'll just talk a little bit about that because, seriously, I mentioned earlier in the show, there were some great storylines last year of Lorain County football. I mean, the job that Mac did at Lorain unbelievable. DJ down at Midview. And yet for Keystone to get to the playoffs, you had that goal for so many years. And then play a heck of a football. I'll say it, a hell of a football game. You played a hell of a football game in that playoff. I mean, wow. I mean, it was just tremendous. So now how do you build on it?
Well, that's the question. You know, one of the promises I made to this year's team is that we wouldn't talk a lot about last year. They don't want to hear about last year too much. You know, we do want to build on that. And there's some players that played on that playoff game, and they want to bring that experience to the younger kids this year, but this is a new year and a new team, and we want to create their own memories.
Rob, we just heard the highlight. Rob with the call of Rob Polinski with the call of CJ and a kickoff return for a touchdown. Of course, when our Forecast magazine comes out next Friday, it'll be CJ on the cover as the Golden Helmet Award winner. So how do you replace him, number one, and then who are some guys that can at least fill part of what he did?
Well, you know, CJ's a once-in-a-career player for a coach, you know, a kid that's going to, as a freshman, start at an SEC team next year, or this year, I should say. That's amazing, and you're not going to get that. And he gave a lot to our program. We're not going to replace him, but, you know, what we need to have is a group of players play well. And the first name that comes to mind is his younger brother, Austin Conrad, who just committed to Ohio University to play tight end. So we're lucky to have him. We're going to put him at tailback so that we can get the ball in his hand as many times as we can on offense. And we're going to move him from defensive end to inside backer so that he can play both sides of the ball on defense as well. So Austin is the first name that comes to mind if you ask who's going to replace CJ.
And a couple other guys that are key players for Keystone this year?
Well, it starts with the offensive line for us. We have two returners in Kate Kristoff and Brett Schuster. Just big kids over 270 pounds, which is nice for a school our size. And then a bunch of other guys that are about that size. They call themselves the Trailer Park Boys because none of them are over one story tall, but they're all double wides.
That's classy. I like it. Yeah, you're going double wide. I thought you were going to say they lived in Pheasant Run.
Some of them might. I don't know.
Coach, I know you don't want to talk too much about last year, but
yeah.
I do want to ask you, you know, when you lose the last game, we don't get another chance to talk to you.
Right.
So when I saw you in week 9 lose at Buckeye, and you didn't, honestly, you didn't look real good, to see you bounce back, what happened after the Buckeye loss to bounce back and win in week 10 and then go to Bellevue
and compete with them and darn near knock off a very good football team in your first ever playoff game?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's we talked after that. We played great against Black River. You know, that's been a tough game for us every year. And we were up, I think, 28-0 before they even touched the football in that game. So we played great, pouncing back from that Buckeye game, and then we went into the playoffs and we said to the kids, you know, this is great. First time ever for Keystone, and you can approach this two ways, and it's up to you as players. You can just be glad to be there, you can go there to play to win. And they had a great week of practice, and without question, the best game we've played in my career as a coach at Keystone. We played in that Bellevue game, just up against a school way bigger than us with tremendous playoff experience, and we went toe-to-toe for four quarters, and it was a lot of fun.
So what will make this Keystone team successful? Why will the 2015 team have success?
Well, like I was telling you guys earlier, we're young. We have four returning seniors, so that means we're missing about 10 seniors that we should have. So of those 10 seniors, we have juniors and sophomores that are playing in those positions. Can those young players step up and play on Friday night? There's talent there. Are they going to be ready week one? I don't know. Are they going to be ready week five? I don't know. This is going to be a good Keystone football team. I'm just not sure when it's going to happen.
Is the motivation for a team like this year, let's prove that last year wasn't a... you know, that it wasn't
aberration.
A fluke,
yeah.
That now that this is our chance to prove that we've got a program?
You know, as a coach, that's part of it for me. I want to be like some of these teams in the county, like a Columbia. It doesn't seem like they're ever rebuilding. They're always just reloading. You think they lose a great player in a quarterback, and then all of a sudden they're good again. I want that to be for Keystone. For the kids, you know, these kids that are just having their first time on Friday night, they're not thinking about that at all. They just want to get out there and probably the first scrimmage survive, the second scrimmage do a little bit better, and the first game play well enough to win the football game.
What's your biggest question mark right now?
Probably our defensive backfield, very young. You know, those big double wides that we have on offense are also playing on the defensive line. We're pretty solid at our linebacker with Austin Conrad and Kyler Stoller. It's that defensive backfield that's going to be a lot of sophomores and juniors that haven't been tested on Friday night. We're going to have to see how they play.
Now, offensively, you mentioned putting Austin at tailback. Conrad left, Conrad right, Conrad up the middle. Is the play-by-play job going to be pretty easy?
Yeah, I think you just peeked at my call sheet.
Hey, Paul Brown said it. You got a cannon, you fire it.
That's right.
But that's pretty special. I mean, when you've got an athlete like that who's also willing to take whatever role you give to him for the betterment of the team.
Oh, he's a great kid. You know, CJ and Austin are both just raised right, great kids, hard workers, and if we'd asked him to be a split end, he would have been a split end. But we told him we need him at tailback. We do want a pound, but you know what? If you start pounding a 235-pound tailback for a while, they're going to stop looking at those split ends, and maybe we can hit them with some passes when they're focused on Austin.
There you go. Coach, we appreciate you stopping by. You going to get some more wings?
I am. I didn't finish my order yet.
Yeah, I know. You know, you got here rather early, and I kept wanting to bring you over, but, man, you were enjoying some Wolfie's wings.
Thank
so.
You.
I think your athletic director finished them for
he
you.
He might have.
Yeah, I think you're out of luck.
Yeah, Griswold can put away a few wings.
Yeah.
I know that. And like I said, congratulations on what was a marvelous season and a great story last year. I know you and I talking all these years, you've talked about getting your program to that level a few years ago, that 0-10. I know you said there's a reason I'm doing it.
Yep.
I'm sticking with it, and I stuck with you. I think you got a good plan, and it was so cool to see it come to fruition.
It was a lot of fun. This is a great county to be a part of with the football scene and what WEOL does, and I look forward to talking to you a few times this season. Maybe we can make it to week 11 again.
There you go. Should be a lot of fun.
All right,
thanks Rob. Rob Clerico, the head coach of the Keystone Wildcats, joining us here at the head table talking a little Wildcat football.